Welcome to the third episode of the LA Sports Pod, a sports podcast where we discuss news and updates surrounding the two most popular sports franchises in the city of Los Angeles, the LA Lakers and the LA Dodgers. We will also discuss the top stories around the National Basketball Association and Major League Baseball. I'll also share my opinion of what's going on in the world of sports. I am your host, Jose Solis, and I appreciate you for tuning in. In the past episodes, we've started with basketball, but with the NBA playoffs starting up, we'll be talking about that in the second half of the episode from here on out. So let's start with baseball. Some concerns continue to swirl around Major League Baseball as COVID has caused a scheduling nightmare throughout the league. This, of course, was caused by all the games that were postponed due to coronavirus outbreaks with the Miami Marlins and the St. Louis Cardinals. Since all this started, the MLB has postponed more than 32 games because of positive COVID tests. That is not a good number. That's a lot of games. Players need to be better when it comes to following the safety protocols set by the league, especially with this shortened season. There's just not going to be enough time to make up all these games if they keep getting postponed. To try to combat the scheduling issues, the MLB and the Players Association reached an agreement to play 7-inning doubleheader games. So when teams affected no longer test positive for the virus, they will be playing 2 games in 1 day to make up for the games they missed. They agreed to only play 7 innings to preserve the pitchers in the bullpen. They don't want to put them at risk of injury. But speaking of injuries, we've seen quite a bit of injuries so far this season. That has been a bit concerning. Teams who had postseason hopes have to adjust quickly now to the changes in this shortened season. But the changes that MLB has done to the postseason format for this season will help them out a bit. For this season, 16 teams will make the postseason, 8 teams from the National League and 8 teams from the American League. All division winners will make the postseason just like previous years, but the difference this year is that all the teams who come in second place in their division will also make it to the postseason. That's a first for the MLB. And then there will also be 2 wildcard teams from both the AL and NL who have the next best records after the first and second place teams. So the playoffs have been expanded this year. That means we'll get to see more postseason action. Should be interesting to see how this unfolds. If it's successful, the MLB might have to consider this type of postseason format in future seasons. But we have to wait and see. There is one thing, however. Major League Baseball has to consider putting the postseason into a bubble. With the way things are currently going, the postseason will not survive if it's not in some type of bubble format. They need to do what the NBA did. Too many games have already been postponed during this season. They can't afford to postpone games during the postseason. If this current situation has already caused a scheduling nightmare, just imagine how much worse it will be if there's a COVID outbreak during the postseason among one of the teams. What will they do if that happens? Well, we will just have to wait and see what they decide to do. Let's talk Dodgers. As we talked about in the last episode, Joe Kelly was handed an 8-game suspension for his actions, or lack thereof, against the Houston Astros. He did decide to appeal that suspension, and that process was finally completed. As a result, Joe Kelly's suspension was reduced to 5 games. I still think that's a bit high, but hey, 5 games is better than 8. I still think that MLB fumbled that situation, but at this point, it is what it is. As of this recording, the Dodgers have swept their weekend freeway series against the Angels. Since our last episode, the offense has been looking a lot better. Mookie Betts has finally caught fire. He's been making solid contact with the baseballs pitched to him. In a game against the Padres, he hit 3 home runs. Yes, 3 home runs in one game. This is the 6th time Betts has hit 3 home runs in a game in his career, which ties an all-time record. Betts joined Sammy Sosa and Johnny Mize as the only players with 6 career 3 home run games in MLB history. Mookie Betts is a Dodger. That's just so cool to say. Glad to have him on our squad. In the 3-game series against the Angels, Cody Bellinger looked a bit like his former MVP self. He has been struggling so far this year, but his performance against the Angels might shift things in the right direction. In one of those games, he hit 2 home runs. This happened the game after Mookie hit 3 home runs in the game against the Padres, so Cody had to follow up with some home runs of his own. Hopefully, this turns things around for him. Clayton Kershaw was in his classic form against the Angels. He pitched 7 innings and only gave up 1 hit. He held defending AL MVP Mike Trout to an 0-for-3 night against him. That's not easy to do with how good Trout is. But we got a nice vintage performance from Kershaw. His fastball velocity has been looking really good after struggling all last year with a lower velo. Things are looking good so far for him. Walker Buehler has been struggling on the mound so far this season. He's been giving up a lot of hits and runs. Just doesn't look like himself so far. His pitches haven't had the same movement they've had in his career. They're a little more flat, and he's hanging a lot of pitches in areas where batters can do damage. But I think we just need to give him some time. He'll get to where he needs to be. Let's not overreact. He has proved that he's capable of pitching on the biggest stage. Trust me. He'll be ready for the postseason. Dodgers closer Kenley Jansen has been looking good so far this season. He had a good showing against the Angels. In one of the games, he closed out a game that had gone into extra innings. He did so by striking out Mike Trout on 3 pitches. Kenley was just a beast. His pitching location was really, really good. And in the final game of the freeway series, we saw Keibert Ruiz make his major league debut at the catcher position. He's one of the top prospects in the Dodgers organization. He received an opportunity after Dodgers catcher Will Smith was placed on the injured list with neck inflammation. So the Dodgers called up Keibert Ruiz to make his debut. And he started his major league career with a bang. In his first career at bat, he hit a huge home run. Welcome to the majors, man. That's one way to make a first impression. As he headed to the dugout after hitting his home run, we could hear a teammate tell him, "Baseball is easy." If only that were true. But what a moment that was for Ruiz. With that win to close out the freeway series, the Dodgers improved to a record of 16-7. They have won 5 games in a row, and they currently hold the number one spot in their division. The Dodgers have played 23 games, and there are only 37 games left in the regular season. It's crazy that we'll be at the halfway point of the season by next week. It's gone by so fast. Let's hope the Dodgers keep trending in the right direction. It's time for basketball. And let's start by talking about how great it is that test results for COVID-19 continue to come back negative for players at the NBA bubble campus in Orlando, Florida. Good to see that everyone has cooperated with all the safety protocols to keep the NBA season alive. Let's hope they keep it going. The NBA regular season has finally concluded, and y'all know what that means. It's time for the playoffs. But right before we get into the matchups, let's get into the honorable mentions. Although many of the teams who were invited to the bubble were hoping to make it to the playoffs, some unfortunately fell short. The Washington Wizards, New Orleans Pelicans, Sacramento Kings, San Antonio Spurs, Phoenix Suns, and the Memphis Grizzlies were officially eliminated from participating in the playoffs. With the San Antonio Spurs being eliminated from the playoffs, that officially marks the end of their playoff streak. They had made the playoffs each year for the past 22 years. That's an insane streak. That just goes to show how long that team has been good for. A lot of credit goes to one of the best coaches of all time in Greg Popovich. Throughout the years, he's found ways to get the best out of his players, whether they be Hall of Fame caliber players to just okay type of players. He has put them in situations where they can be successful. But they fell short this season. It's going to be a bit strange watching the playoffs without the silver and black in the mix. The Phoenix Suns played really well in their 8 games in the bubble. They went a perfect 8-0 in their games, yet fell just short of making the playoffs. They did their best, but unfortunately couldn't make it. And remember, that's because these games were added on to the team's records they had before the NBA season was postponed. It's very unfortunate, because they were playing well. Devin Booker was lights out shooting the ball, but they did put themselves in a very tough situation during the season, because for them to make the playoffs, they had to be perfect and hope that the teams ahead of them would lose. They did their part, but they didn't receive the help they needed from other teams. Going into the bubble, the Memphis Grizzlies held on to the final spot to make it to the playoffs. It was theirs to lose, and they did lose it. They did not play so well in the bubble, and that led them to lose the 8th and final playoff spot in the Western Conference. Now, the NBA did set up a play-in game. This game would be played between the 8th seed and the 9th seed. So once the regular season was over, the Portland Trail Blazers fought their way up the standings to take over the 8th seed. The Grizzlies fell to the 9th seed. So the Grizzlies still had a chance to make the playoffs. The rules of the play-in game were as follows. If the 8th seed won, they would advance to the playoffs. If the 9th seed won, they would have to play against the 8th seed again the following day. So, in order for the 9th seed to make the playoffs, they would have to win back-to-back games in back-to-back days to advance. The Blazers and Grizzlies played this play-in game on Saturday. The Blazers took a 16-point lead early on, but the Grizzlies came back and made it a very competitive basketball game. It came down to the wire, but eventually the Blazers came out with the win. The Grizzlies put up a good fight, but they fell short. So since the Blazers were the 8th seed and they won this game, they will officially advance to the playoffs. They will be facing the Los Angeles Lakers in the first round. We'll talk a little bit more about that later on. But man, what a showcase by Blazers guard Damian Lillard. He carried his team literally to the playoffs. He was making shots from deep, and I mean deep, three-point range. He made some shots just inside of half court. He willed his team into contention, and his teammates stepped up in the play-in game to get them officially in the playoffs. But now, all the eight teams that were eliminated from the playoffs were sent home as they could no longer stay on the NBA campus. So from the 22 teams that were invited to the bubble, only 16 remain to pursue a championship. Let's talk a bit about the first round playoff matchups and my predictions. In the Eastern Conference, the Milwaukee Bucks clinched the number one seed and they will be playing against the eighth seeded Orlando Magic. No disrespect to the Magic, but I think the Bucks will complete a four-game sweep this series. The Magic are just nowhere near the level that the Bucks are at. In the regular season, the Bucks went 4-0 against this Magic team. In these games, the Bucks averaged slightly over 113 points, while the Magic averaged just over 96 points. That's a sizable difference. So, I see the Bucks moving on quite easily to the next round. The number 2 seeded Toronto Raptors will play against the number 7 seeded Brooklyn Nets. I believe the Raptors will win this series in 5 games. The Raptors are the better team. They won the regular season matchup 3-1. And these games, they were a bit close, as the Raptors averaged just over 110 points, while the Nets averaged over 105 points. Now, the Nets are missing a lot of their key players, but they play with high energy and have had that next man up mentality. And that's why I see them winning at least one game in this series. But overall, the Raptors will move on to the next round. The number 3 seeded Boston Celtics will play against the number 6 seeded Philadelphia 76ers. I believe that the Celtics will win this series in 6 games. During the regular season, these teams played against each other 4 times. The Celtics only won 1 game, while the 76ers won 3. The reason I believe the Celtics will win, though, is because the 76ers will be missing all-star Ben Simmons from their lineup. Simmons suffered a season-ending knee injury, so he will not be playing for the 76ers during the playoffs. Now, don't get me wrong, this team is still capable of making shots, and that's why I have them pushing this series to 6 games. But overall, I think they'll miss Simmons on the defensive end, and that will hurt them. That's why I see the Celtics moving on to the next round. And finally, the 4th-seeded Indiana Pacers will face the number 5-seeded Miami Heat. I believe the Heat will win this series in 6 games. The Pacers are missing one of their key players, and that hurts their chances. These teams played against each other 4 times in the regular season. The Heat won 3 of these games, while the Pacers took 1. The Heat averaged 112 points, while the Pacers averaged just over 109. We can expect this series to get physical, as there's some bad blood between Jimmy Butler and TJ Warren. But that just adds to the fun of the playoffs, right? Anyway, I see the Heat winning this series because of the injuries that the Pacers are dealing with. Had they been fully healthy, I might have gone in a different direction. But I believe the Heat will advance to the next round. They're a very gritty team. And now, the Western Conference first round playoff matchups and my predictions. The Los Angeles Lakers clinched the number 1 seed in the Western Conference and will play against the number 8 seeded Portland Trail Blazers. I believe the Lakers will win this series in 5 games. The Lakers have LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and I don't think the Blazers have anyone on their team that can stop these two. These teams played 3 games against each other in the regular season. The Lakers held the advantage as they won 2 games, while the Blazers took 1. The reason I think this series may go 5 is because of Damian Lillard's ability to shoot the basketball. He's a problem when he's making deep shots because that opens up driving lanes to the basket. And if CJ and Melo play well, they can make this series a bit more interesting. But I still believe the Lakers will win in 5 because of LeBron and AD. We'll talk more about the Lakers in a bit. The number 2 seeded Los Angeles Clippers will face the number 7 seeded Dallas Mavericks. I believe the Clippers will win this series in 5 games, although it has the potential to maybe go 6. Either way, I have the Clippers beating the Mavericks because the Clippers just have so much depth on their team. Their starting unit is great, and their bench is great. They just have to build chemistry by playing together. Now, Luka Doncic can't carry his Mavericks team that much to be able to knock out the Clippers, and I don't think they have enough firepower to beat them in a best-of-7 series. These two teams played each other 3 times in the regular season, in which the Clippers won all 3 games. In those games, the Clippers averaged over 116 points, while the Mavericks averaged 105 points. It wasn't that close, so I see the Clippers moving on to the next round. The number 3 seeded Denver Nuggets will face the number 6 seeded Utah Jazz. In the regular season, these teams played close games against each other. They played 3 games in total, and the Nuggets won all 3, but those games could have gone either way. They were that close. Both of these teams also have to figure out their rosters and make changes to who they're going to play and in what role. But I see the Nuggets winning the series in 6 games. I still think they hold a slight advantage, especially with Utah missing their starting point guard, Mike Conley. He left the bubble to be present for the birth of his son. So we'll have to see when Utah will get Conley back in their rotation. But I believe the Nuggets will advance to the next round. And the last matchup is the number 4 seeded Houston Rockets, who will be playing the number 5 seeded Oklahoma City Thunder. This series is going to be very intriguing. Thunder point guard Chris Paul will be playing against his former team. The Houston Rockets traded him away in the previous offseason. I think he'll be extra motivated to take down the Rockets. But before the regular season had started, no one predicted that the Thunder would be in the playoffs. But they're here, and Chris Paul's leadership on the court certainly played a role in them being in the playoffs. I think this series will go 7 games. Keep in mind, Rockets point guard Russell Westbrook is out for who knows how long due to a quad injury. The Rockets are certainly going to miss his energy and explosiveness on the court. So, who do I think will advance? I think I gotta go with the Thunder. They're a deeper team on the bench, and we don't know how long Westbrook is going to be out of action for Houston. So I think this Thunder team is ready to make some noise after being excluded from the playoffs in many predictions prior to the season. So I say the Thunder will beat the Rockets in 7 games, and they will advance to the second round. But that's it for my first round playoff predictions. The playoffs officially begin on Monday, August 17. We have finally made it to playoff basketball. The race for the NBA championship has finally begun. Now, let's focus in on the Lakers and their performance in the bubble. Through the first 6 games, the Lakers really struggled to shoot the basketball. They were having a tough time, especially when it came to shooting threes. It was a small bit concerning, but that was until the last 2 games they played. They shot a lot better, including from 3-point range in those games. But overall, their performance was okay. Not great, but not too bad either. Through the 8 restart games, the Lakers won 3 of them and lost 5. But it is possible that they took their foot off the gas a bit after they clinched the number 1 seed. They clinched it on their 3rd game when they beat the Utah Jazz. So one could think that they played it safe. Don't want to go all in and risk getting injured in games that didn't necessarily matter anymore. Once the Lakers clinched the number 1 seed in the Western Conference, all that mattered was to get to the playoffs healthy. Although the shooting was a concern, eventually those shots do end up going in once you shake the rust off. One thing that was a bit odd, though, was Anthony Davis having monster nights scoring the basketball, but then proceeding to score very little and shoot very few shots, after having big games. Again, it might just be that they clinched and it didn't matter anymore, but it was still odd to see it play out live on TV. One of the highlights for the Lakers was seeing Kyle Kuzma start getting some rhythm. He had struggled a bit throughout the season, but he brought a lot of energy to the restart games. In a game against the Nuggets, he had 25 points. He made the game-winning shot for the Lakers to beat the Nuggets 124-121. It was just nice to see him make a big shot in a big moment. We're going to need that from him if the Lakers are going to go far in the playoffs. Another thing the Lakers have to work on is defense. The defense was not great in the restart games, and with the Lakers missing Avery Bradley, they need to work together to make up for the loss of his defensive presence. But I think that this is going to be a fun matchup. Should be an entertaining series against Portland. But it is just great to have the Lakers back in the playoffs. Last time we were here was 2013. The last time the Lakers clinched the number one seed was back in 2010, which is the year the Lakers last won a championship. It's been 10 years. 10 long years. The last few years have been very tough for Lakers fans. We've had to endure some pretty terrible rosters and starting rotations. It feels like an eternity since we were last here. So you know all Lakers fans are going to enjoy this, and Lakers Twitter is going to be lit. So the quest for championship number 17 officially begins on Tuesday, August 18th, when the Lakers start their series against the Blazers. Before the playoffs start, we have learned the award finalists for Most Valuable Player and Defensive Player of the Year. The finalists for MVP are Milwaukee Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo, Los Angeles Lakers forward LeBron James, and Houston Rockets guard James Harden. The Defensive Player of the Year finalists are Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert, Los Angeles Lakers forward Anthony Davis, and Milwaukee Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo. We will learn who actually won the awards during the playoffs. The awards are nice and all, but it's time to watch who will win the trophy that matters the most, the NBA championship. So to everyone out there listening, enjoy the 2020 NBA playoffs. And that will conclude episode 3 of the LA Sports Pod. I appreciate you all for listening. If you'd like to share your opinion or if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on social media. Our handles on Twitter and Instagram are at LA Sports Pod, so make sure to give us a follow. You could also leave a comment on our website at lasportspod.com. If you'd like to leave a voice message, you can do so on our podcast page at anchor.fm/LA Sports Pod. And who knows, you might get to hear your voice on the next episode. If you'd like to support the podcast, the best way to do so is to share it with others. Again, thank you so much for listening. Make sure to follow us on social to know when the next episode is uploaded. Stay safe out there during these crazy times, and I'll catch y'all next time.